Well, we have a special guest on the programme this afternoon, and it's a return trip for Maxwell Caulfield. Maxwell, welcome.
Thank you. I'm thrilled to be back in Plymouth.
It's nice to see you back. Now, you're here for Guys and Dolls, and just to refresh people's memories, it was Singing in the Rain last time, wasn't it?
That's right. Yeah, I seem to make a habit of appearing in classic American musicals.
You certainly do.
Happily so.
Yeah, well, let's talk Guys and Dolls then, because this is a big production, isn't it?
It sure is. It's currently playing in the West End, and we're on the national tour with a strong company, I would venture to say, and even more not necessarily dynamic company, but a certainly more harmonious company. Look, I'm really putting the cat among the pigeons, suggesting it's Discord in London. But no, I just think it's a fantastic balance to our company. I'm just in love with my fellow actors. What can I tell you?
Of course you are. And you play Nathan Detroit, who's a bit of a seedy character at the best of times, isn't he?
Yeah, hence my current seedy mustache. Yeah.
Well, I wasn't going to mention it. Since you brought it up, you've grown that for the part, obviously.
Yeah, no, it's not my first choice, this particular kind of facial hair. Particularly as it's coming in a lot more salty than it used 2 years ago when I was looking a little more dapper as the studio chief.
So Nathan Detroit's at the centre of this whole story, which has got some fabulous songs in it.
It sure does. They're really even if you don't know the musical, you see people know the songs. Luck Be a Lady, Sit Down, You Rock in the Boat, My Time of Day, just fabulous tunes. And we've got some super singers, and obviously great orchestration, and it's an oft-revived show, of course. In fact, it's amazing how many people have appeared in amateur productions of the show over the years that one interfaces with on this national tour. But this is getting a really bang-up production from an American director called Gordon Greenberg. It's such a clever story too. It's, you know, if it very often musicals don't have the greatest, what they call book, the greatest story to accompany the wonderful show tunes, but this is almost a play with songs. There really is a great narrative in the piece. Two interlinking love stories and a wonderful cast of characters from the underworld of New York City.
How far back does this Guys and Dolls go?
I think it dates from 1950, and the Frank Lesser musical. Abe Burrows wrote the great gags, it is because it is a very funny and romantic show. And then the movie that most people are aware of course, is made by MGM about 5 years later with Marlon Brando, Frank Sinatra, and Gene Simmons.
Of course, it's set in Prohibition-era New York, which is a time of great drama, isn't it?
Well, actually, you know, this is funny because it says Prohibition-era. I think this is like it really is set immediately following the Second World War. So the Prohibition era is over, but it's a very ebullient time in America. It's just that they're starting to get those fintail caddies. America's just saved the world, with the conclusion of World War II. And so the streets are just crackling with energy and optimism, and you just happen to run into this group of lowlifes who are on the skids, determined to get their slice of the pie.
Now, you know America pretty well, because of course you.
Yeah, my whole adult life has been spent there.
Yeah. You went. I mean, we talked about this when you were here 2 years ago, but of course you were famously in Greece opposite Michelle Pfeiffer.
Michelle Pfeiffer. Yeah. I was in a sequel to Greece, and then I also was in Dynasty, sequel to Dynasty, which was called The Colbys, playing Charlton Heston's son, and which was, quite a feather in my cap at the time. Ben-Hur, Moses, and all the rest of it. Yeah. I was kind of the black sheep of the family, but it was a great part to play. And I've done a couple of stints here on British nighttime soap that your audience might be aware of. I was on Emmerdale more recently. playing Mark Wilde. I got shot in the back by my wife.
Oh dear.
Yeah, lovely. I went out to top myself in the woods and didn't have the bottle to do it, so she did it for me. Amanda Donahoe did it with great relish. And then prior to that, I did Casualty. I had did a nice stint on Casualty in Bristol.
It's an interesting CV, Maxwell, because you've done Hollywood, you've done soaps, you do theatre, mm-hmm. particularly big productions like this. So do you have a preference, or you just do what comes along?
I do feel blessed to have bopped around between the three media, TV, film and stage. I have had my spells of unemployment, all actors do, but if you hang in there long enough, you keep the faith, and as I said, you're able to stay relevant, then nice opportunities present themselves to go and play to your audience, an audience hopefully you've cultivated over the years.
Maxwell, lovely to see you.
Likewise, my
friend.
Thanks
so much for coming in.
Guaranteed good time, and always lovely to see you too. Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you.